Wherever you live, radio and television stations are probably bombarding you with promotions and jingles right now. That's because this is the year's last big ratings period, and Dallas jingle makers seem to have cornered the market for much of the business. Gary Schweitzer reports.
The faces may not be familiar, but you know the voices. These are some of the most popular jingle singers in what may be the radio station ID jingle capital of the world.
W-I-N-Y.
More radio IDs are done in Dallas, not only for Dallas or for the U.S., but I'd say for the whole world, than any other city.
Jonathan Wolfert runs Jam Creative Productions in Dallas. He and his wife moved from New York 12 years ago and opened a jingle company with a few hundred dollars in an extra bedroom. Now it's a million-dollar business. John says Dallas is the biggest in radio jingles because the business started here, because singers like the central location, and because unions agreed to work the shorter jingles for lower rates than what's charged on the coasts. If you drove coast to coast, you'd hear these singers wherever you went. Stations think jingles are important enough to pay as much as $30,000 for a fully orchestrated rendition. It's a full-time job for the singers going from studio to studio singing jingles for commercials or station IDs. In the session we taped, they recorded jingles for radio stations from New York City to Larned, Kansas.
K-A-N-S, Larned, Kansas.
One radio ad running on television has been used for 50 different clients in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Wolfert admits it gets sticky sometimes when he has several clients in one city, like six in New York and four each in Chicago and Los Angeles. Recently, two in the same city were changing formats simultaneously.
Two stations in the same city, they were both changing on the same day to compete with each other, and they were both coming to us to get their jingles. And when that happens, you have to be very careful to hold each guy's plans in confidence and not disclose them to the other, because the competition in radio land is pretty fierce.
Dallas may not lead the world in TV station jingles and promos, but Wolfert still does some. So the next time you catch yourself humming a catchy jingle to yourself, don't be surprised if the jingle singers sound familiar. You could have heard them almost anywhere, and you probably will again.
K-A-N-S Country.
Gary Schweitzer, CNN, Dallas.
Country.
From Turner Broadcasting System, this is Cable News Network.